The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. According to Webster's Dictionary, wisdom is knowledge that is gained by having many experiences in life. It says that it is also the natural ability to understand things that most other people cannot understand. When we look at a person at his age, we say that because of his age and the gray hairs that he may have on his head, that he has to be full of wisdom. But that's the wisdom of the world. The wisdom of God is foolish to those who do not believe. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. Now, the title of today's show is Wisdom versus Foolishness. King Solomon, the son of David, was the wisest man who ever lived, but he was also one of the most foolish. God gifted him with unsurpassed wisdom, which he threw away in the end by disobeying his commandments. Solomon had many accomplishments during his reign. Even the Queen of Sheba, when she heard of his great wisdom, went to test him on it. When he was made king, God appeared to him in a dream and promised him anything that he asked, he would give. Solomon, who could have asked God for anything, chose understanding and discernment. He asked God to help him govern his people well and wisely. And God was so pleased with that request that he granted it, along with great riches, honor, and longevity. But now look at this. King Solomon's greatest strength was his unsurpassed wisdom that was given to him by God. But his greatest weakness was the one when he turned to the passions of the world instead of pursuing God. Before he died, he had over 700 wives and 300 other women on the side. King Solomon's sins speak loudly to us in our current day in this materialistic culture that we live. When we worship possessions and fame over God, we're headed for a fall. God ought to be our first love, and we should let nothing come before him. Now think of this. If God had to appear to one of us in a dream, what do you think would be the response? Hey Leonard, this is God. Anything you want, you can have. What do you want? What would you ask him for? Would it be to pay off all your debt and then make you rich and famous? Or would you humble yourself in response like Solomon did? God is wisdom, and he gives wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to all those who reverence him. The Bible says if any of us lack wisdom, to ask him, and he will give it to us generously. But we must ask in faith. It means that you've decided to take him at his word, no matter what the circumstances look like. If you are a child of God, you would never say foolish things like, "I know you promised it, God, but..." No, you trust that your Heavenly Father, regardless of what you may see or hear, that you trust he will give it to you beyond a shadow of a doubt. Asking God of wisdom is the only way to conquer trials and temptations of life. Now think of the trials that Job went through. In just an instant of time, the man lost almost everything. But he still held on and did not blame God for anything, because he had the wisdom of God to see that no matter what the circumstances may have been, he did not turn from the truth. So with all that, I ask this. What is the beginning point of wisdom? Well, that is the fear of the Lord and having knowledge of his holiness by trusting in him. Each and every one of us will face the consequences of the choices that we make in life. But it's the one that makes the wise choice who will in the end produce good fruit from it. Now, scripture shows us that those who seek wisdom like their lives depend on it will be rewarded with a fruitful and blessed life. And many will receive additional years added to their lives, because those who live by God's wisdom will in most cases outlive those who lead lives of sin. Now, Jesus Christ himself is the embodiment of wisdom, and those who believe will receive a great spiritual feast that he's planning in the end. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Remember, seek the wisdom from God. He would never lead you in the wrong direction. One love, 5 Minutes.